You're listening to the audio production of Faith, Hope, and Luck, Audio Bible Studies by Andy Stanley, published by Harper Christian Resources. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Faith, Hope, and Luck includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching. While not required for the audio experience, these studies are designed to partner with the coordinating study guide sold separately.
Two things, again, that erode faith faster than anything else are lifestyle decisions that eventually impact what we believe and unexplainable circumstances where God doesn't seem to do what we think God ought to do. Now, here's what both of those scenarios, and there's lots of spinoffs of both of those, here's what both of those things have in common. For the purpose of this series, we're going to call that circumstantial faith. Circumstantial faith. I want you to just say that with me. Ready? Yeah. Circumstantial faith is this. I'm trusting God and I'm believing in God, Christian God, whatever God. I'm believing or trusting in God based on my ability to find God in my circumstances. And when you were 12 years old, living at home in whatever town that was, and mom and dad said, you know, this is how you're supposed to behave in a relationship with a young man or a young woman, you believed that, and it worked for you, and you held on to that. Then when you moved to the big city, and that didn't seem to be so practical anymore, and nobody else was behaving that way, you abandoned that based on what? Your circumstances. It was circumstantial faith. You always thought that God would protect you if you did certain things. It seems like God's not protecting you. You look around your circumstances, you don't feel protected, and you're not sure you believe in God anymore. Why? You have circumstantial faith. And to some extent, all of us have an element of circumstantial faith. That is, our beliefs about God and our faith in God, whether weak or strong, is impacted by what we see, by what we experience, by what the people around us do. That's called circumstantial faith. And there's a sense in which our faith in God, the Christian God or whatever God, or your faith in a philosophy, your faith in a modern-day writer, your faith in a modern-day philosophy, same thing, hinges on and leans against your experience. That's why we call it circumstantial faith. The problem is, circumstantial faith is always very, very fragile because, I don't know if you have recognized this or not, life is not consistent. There is a randomness to life. Seemingly, there is a randomness to God. There is a randomness to the events of life. And every time you think you have figured out the formula, you know, two prayers, read my Bible and go to church. Two prayers, I got the formula. You know, I've got it worked out. Or, you know, meditate, exercise, and eat right. Meditate, exercise, and eat right. I think that's the formula. Or it's, you know, go to confession and go home for the holidays and, you know, whatever your deal is. You know, every time we think we've got it figured out, something doesn't work out, and we look around our circumstances and say, what's wrong with God or what's wrong with me? That's called circumstantial faith, and it's always very fragile. The reason it's fragile, and you're probably already kind of figuring this out, the reason it's fragile, one reason is because we're not very good at interpreting events anyway, okay? I mean, the problem with circumstantial faith is I look in the vicinity of this week or this month and go, why didn't this happen and why didn't God? And I'm interpreting circumstances to say, well, since this happened and since the job didn't work out, since he never called me back, and since my son hasn't returned, maybe God doesn't love me. I'm looking at my circumstances. But we're bad at interpreting events anyway. You know, the classic case is if you dropped into several times in my life as a parent, if you dropped into me...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?